This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush's budget proposal will be judged in many ways, including whether it does enough to address the federal budget deficit. The document runs to three volumes. It details the way the administration wants to spend more than $2.5 trillion. This plan does not include money for the wars in Afghanistan or Iraq. That money is being dealt with separately, but even without those expenses, spending on defense and homeland security would go up. Spending on many domestic programs would be cut if the budget passes. But first, it is expected to undergo significant changes at the hands of Congress. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The annual unveiling of the president's budget is a time-honored ritual in Washington. It's usually preceded by a few days of leaks to the media, and then the massive volumes are delivered to anxious members of Congress. Opponents of the president declare it dead on arrival, and supporters cautiously praise its intent, if not all its specifics. And so it played out yesterday in Washington. President Bush kicked off a cabinet meeting, telling reporters his budget was lean.
It is a budget that sets priorities. Our priorities are winning the war on terror, protecting our homeland, growing our economy. It's a budget that focuses on results. Taxpayers of America don't want to spend our money to something that's not achieving results.
Mr. Bush wants to cut many domestic programs, such as funding for the EPA, vocational education, housing, Amtrak, and farm subsidies. Winners include Homeland Security, up by 7%, and defense, which would receive an almost 5% increase. And that's not counting the costs for U.S. military activities in Afghanistan and Iraq, for which the administration is expected to seek another $80 billion. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld defended the process of leaving out of the budget the future costs of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and then putting them in a separate supplemental request.
There's no way in the world anybody, a family, a business, this government, can plan that way, that well, over that long a period of time. It's just not possible. So what do? You have supplementals for those things that are of an emergency nature.
The White House projects a budget deficit of $427 billion this year, falling to $390 billion next year. White House Budget Director Josh Bolton says that leaves Mr. Bush on a path to achieve a promised one-half reduction in the deficit by 2009. What's more, Bolton says the federal red ink comprises an ever smaller fraction of the gross domestic product.
By 2009, the deficit is projected to be cut by more than half from its originally estimated 2004 peak, to just 1.4% of GDP, which is well below the 40-year historical average deficit of 2.3%.
The reaction to the spending plan from members of Congress ranged from cautious approval to dismissal. House Speaker Dennis Hastert called it a good starting point for the Congress to begin its work. Democrats said the budget was misleading because it fails to include the cost of the president's proposed changes in Social Security or making the Bush tax cuts permanent, as Republicans want, all of which would increase the deficit. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Judd Gregg of New Hampshire said the Bush budget was responsible, though he said it will cause some angst. As he put it, everyone's ox gets gored. Senator Barbara Mikulski, a Democrat from Maryland, says it's low-income families who will feel the most pain.
It eliminates help for children of working families that don't have health insurance. Once again, shifting it on families. So the president is cutting the budget, but shifting on America's families who don't have a lot of room in their checkbook.
In the months ahead, lawmakers are sure to reverse many of the president's proposed cuts as members from both sides of the aisle work to see their favorite programs are preserved, programs that have survived the budget acts before. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.